Meanwhile, while this is happening, Helen is
raising
babies.
four boys, yeah. Four, three girls and a boy.
Did she ever get to use her finance degree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was, Helen had a big influence on Sam as to what they did. They talked about their business and all, you know, and she was supportive in what he was doing. You know, I've heard of some instances where wives are not particularly supportive and all, but this wasn't the case. She was very supportive in what she did.
So she talked along with him and was very interested. He could come home and talk to her about
sure.
the business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're great, great communicators. And that, to me, is a secret of a good marriage. If you can communicate everything, you'll work everything else out. When you don't communicate, it's when you get problems.
Right.
And what he did, he took the family on vacations. They would take 30-day trips up to the western part of the United States and camp out. They went up and down the Buffalo River, I don't know how many times. You know, he would work hard, but he would take a certain period of time, segment of time. He took off 30 days one time, and they went all over the United States, wound up in New York City.
He had his fishing gear and his children in New York City, his boat and all?
Oh, yeah, had a canoe on top of the car, and they went in looking like a bunch of tramps into a play that they wanted to see, you know. So, yeah, it's a Horatio Alger story.
It's interesting, your families, you, RCB Bank, Walmart, Sam Walton, Arvest Bank,
right.
So you're really, and you're competing against
each other. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Jim's a good competitor too. He is really a good banker.
The son of Sam.
Yeah.
And you are friends, of course.
Oh yeah.
But you still have this business that you're competing in.
Jim is a stockholder in our bank.
Okay.
Yeah, it's it was a family. My dad divided everything up, so each one of us got an equal amount of stock in Rogers County Bank. Mm-hmm.